You're listening to the best of Classic Roy Masters on Advice Line.
Jan in Boston, hello.
Oh, yes, Mr. Masters. Yes, I called you a few weeks ago, and also I want to thank you for your book and the cassette.
Yes.
So remember I told you I was had to have a mastectomy?
I remember that, yes, I do.
I was supposed to have it yesterday.
Yes.
So I had a bone scan, you know, last Saturday.
Yes.
And they found something, you know, suspicious in my spine.
How old are you?
65.
You're too young to die.
Yes.
Now, let me help you.
Yes.
Now, look,
please.
I think I honestly believe that you're a decent person.
Yes,
but,
I'm trying.
But the things about yourself you haven't yet seen.
Yes.
And look, I don't think I will try to give you advice.
Yes.
And if you can believe in what I'm saying, if you can believe where I'm coming from,
yes,
we can bypass the cassette for the moment, because there's a way of finding how to be, to come from where I'm coming from inside you.
Yes.
And that is my goal, to come from the same place as you hear me coming from.
Yes.
And I hope that where you hear me coming from makes me an authority so that I'm believable. Because unless I'm really believable, you cannot take to heart what I'm about to tell you.
Right. Yeah.
So I'm going to tell it to you for something very, very simple.
Yes.
And you will find this extremely helpful.
Yes.
And it will put your mind at ease.
Yes.
And that is, I don't want you to resent the news.
Okay.
In other words, the word here on my screen is devastated.
Yes.
I had some pretty bad news too at one time. I've had serious operations. Guess how I greeted it.
Yes.
I in other words, my boat sank outside my house. I spent all my money on my boat. It was a very expensive boat.
Yeah.
You know, and so one day the mast was sticking out of the water in front of my house.
Right.
And the fire department, everybody was there, and a big fuss. I just saw my boat was sunk.
Right.
If someone came in and stole everything out of my house, I wouldn't be devastated. What's happening to my house is not happening to me. So I would just see my house is devastated. But everybody who's identified with everything would be devastated. They'd feel they would feel violated.
Right.
No.
Yeah.
This is what I want you to do. I want you to look at the situation and stay calm.
Yes.
Genuinely stay calm.
Yes.
Don't be afraid of death. This is something this is a wake-up call.
Right.
If you resent it, it will suck you in, and the fear itself will accelerate the illness.
Yes, I can see that.
Fear
way.
Is faithlessness. Fear is faith. Fear is no faith. It's the opposite of faith, and it will accelerate the illness. It will accelerate the cancer, which means cancer and faithlessness and fear are connected.
Right, right.
Got
I
it?
I can see that, yes.
All right, now detach yourself from the outcome. Be brave. And the way you're brave is stand back from it and see that your fear is cowardliness. And,
yes.
And it's, right. this is stage one. This is not the beginning of everything. This is the beginning but not the end of it.
Right.
Now,
right.
Now you use that meditation.
Yes.
And when you use that meditation, you are going to be the person who's going to uncover all kinds of loathing, a seething mass of anger inside you that you've never known was there.
Right. Yes.
And that is what's morphed into that, most likely, and I can't diagnose you, but generally speaking, that is what morphs into cancer.
Yes. Oh, I can see that, right.
Can you grasp that?
I can. And I have.
And you're a very people pleasing, passive, calm on the surface, submissive, trying to keep peace kind of person.
Yes, yes.
And people take advantage, but you never give a hint of the fact they're taking advantage of you.
Yeah, yeah.
You outdo them with, you outdo the meanness with your niceness.
Yes, yes.
Is that correct?
That's correct.
All right, now, we've got to take care of that. You've got to start speaking up to yourself.
Yes.
You've got to start speaking up for yourself.
Yes.
No more Mr. Nice Lady.
No.
All right?
And, yeah, you're right, because, you know, if somebody, say, like, you know, if my daughter asked, you know, to babysit, you know, sometimes.
And you don't want to, but you do
it
anyway.
That's
right. I understand. You resent it and you feel guilty and you don't want to lose their love. I understand that.
Yes.
So you do it resentfully and all your whole life is one mass of anger.
Exactly.
Masked by friendliness.
Yes.
You're listening to the best of Classic Roy Masters on Advice Line.
The foundation of human understanding teaches an observation exercise, often called meditation, which permits you to become objective toward your problems and allows your heartaches, bad habits, fears, and anxieties to be completely eliminated from your life without effort on your part. Until you have begun to practice this exercise, much of what you see and hear on the following program may be shocking and upsetting to you, but if you will listen calmly and with an open mind, you may discover the key to the peace of mind and joy for which you've been searching all of your life. And now, from the foundation of human understanding, here is Roy Masters.
Now, Jan, look, do me a favor.
Yes.
I want you to call me once a week.
I will.
And keep me informed.
Yes, I will.
Call me before once a week if you have a real need, if you discover something and you want to express it to somebody who understands, because you can't express what you're about to discover to anybody.
Right.
I alone will understand it.
Okay.
And you call me and let me walk you through it. All right?
I will.
Okay. I wish you well.
All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Okay.
You're welcome. I hope that's a lesson for all of you. There's a certain truth to that. You all have loathings inside and motives and resentments and seethings that you either know about or you don't. And it's too bad. And, the saying, know thyself, do you really know yourself? No, most people don't. It's a strange thing. It's called denial. We like to think. The reason, you know, people would rather, who was it? Was it Carl Gustav Jung? I'll paraphrase him. I don't remember his exact quote. Every psychiatrist knows this. The hardest thing in the world is to get a person to face their wrongs. In other words, to experience an ego death. That's ego death. They'd rather be dead than wrong. Yeah, they'd rather be dead than admit the horrible truth about themselves. The scripturally speaking, that's quite correct, because the sentence, remember what the good Lord says to Adam, of all the trees you can freely eat, but the ego tree, I just paraphrase it and just change it around, the tree that made you feel like God, ego, you shall not eat of that ego tree, because you shall surely die. And the serpent says, hey, if you're an ego and you're God, how can you die? And he fell for it. The sentence of death follows ego. We don't like to face the truth that we are dying. We try to find a way to deny death by living it up. It only intensifies the reason why we die. All right. Now you understand why you need salvation from ego death. But salvation from ego death isn't somebody you put on a pedestal to love you. So you're a God maker greater than the God. You're a King maker greater than the King. So in a secret way, their love makes you feel like the devil made it. it's a deceptive love. The deceptive reassurance of what you think of as life. Oh God, only few of you will ever find this. Only a few of you will ever see it. Narrow is the way. Few are those that find it. I emphasized it, obviously. Few. Very few. Now, in America, maybe the few is many, because this is a country which has brought seeking people to its shores. Probably more noble people in America than any place on earth. So maybe there are few as many here. Please God, it is. All right, Stanley in Philadelphia. Hello.
Hello, Roy. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
All the time. Okay. Let's get to the point. A wife of 13 years, okay, she's filing for divorce. She has a bachelor's degree in theology.
Oh, boy.
And she's...
What a contradiction.
Yeah.
Right. It's a contradiction.
That's right. That's right. She says she has this theory that, I have to be happy. So that tells me she's on a trip of me, mine, and I.
Now, you know what you need to tell her? She said, yeah, happiness comes from being honorable.
That's right.
And learning to forgive and being patient and not judging your husband for his weakness. And helping him to see his mistakes. Mm-hmm. What you've done is, I hate to put it this way, you've married a woman superior to yourself.
Uh-huh.
Let me talk about, I always talk about my wife. She doesn't mind. She's in the next room. Well, you know, we're 50 years married. We're all over that for the most part, you know. So, and I've learned, I've written 14 books about her, you know. It's basically, I can help you. Even though my wife was always supportive of me, it was an unhealthy support. Deep down, she wanted me to worship her.
Right.
You understand that?
Right.
I wasn't gonna. I don't play that game. I'm too smart for that.
Right. Uh-huh.
So, but she was my wife is very smart. Don't get me wrong.
Right.
Very intelligent lady.
Uh-huh. Right.
However. It's a wrong kind of intelligence, and had I fallen for it, she would have lauded it over me, and I'd be in the doghouse. You understand that? She would have felt judgment towards me. Women always set men up. Men, not women always, but nearly always, they set their proclivity is to set men up to fail, so they can sit in judgment. They're jealous of men's role of leadership. You understand?
Right.
And so they want to change roles, but they don't know what to do with those roles when they get there. Uh-huh. They become tyrants, you know?
Right.
Now what I'm saying here is to you is that even when a woman is submissive, I say to my wife, now look, even my kids could see it. I know you feel superior to me, even though you pretend otherwise. Even though you pretend to look up to me, you feel superior to me. And one of the ways you feel superior to me, I say to her, is because when I don't play the game, you judge me. And judgment is of superiority. Now, I can say that till she's blue in the face. It took 45 years for her to get that point. She kept on trying. And she didn't know she was trying. She didn't know she was judging. That's how bad it got. You understand that?
Uh-huh.
Now, you've married a woman who... What kind of mother did you have?
Who, me, myself?
Yeah.
My mother. She was very kind, very sweet, you know.
And was she manipulative?
I don't think she was manipulative. I think she was more or less the old-fashioned type, where you know.
Were you close to your mother?
I have a feeling
yeah. I don't think you've explored that relationship.
Uh-huh.
And I think you've married how was your wife when she first married you? Submissive, supportive, friendly, or dominant?
She was supportive in a way, semi-supportive. Not
like your mother?
Mm, yeah, I would say so. But now she's
touche.
Really
yeah, but the mask has come off.
I'm not going to listen to you. I'm not going to listen to godly counsel. That's the way she is now.
I know, now, but see, listen, you sucked up that submissiveness. You fell for it. You're inferior. Uh-huh. She doesn't have to listen to you anymore. She's smarter than you are.
Uh-huh.
That's the game.
Uh-huh.
You know, what can I tell you? You brought it on yourself.
Right.
You see, what happens is the relationship between men and women in their unwashed state, if I may refer to you as both being in an unwashed state,
Right.
Is that there's a war. There's the battle of the sexes. There's a battle for supremacy. Women want to rule over men. Men want to rule over women. There's a sort of like a game of power. Uh-huh. And the women play the game of power by seduction, and men fall for it. Uh-huh. Whatever inferiority you have, women try to cure that, and if damned if you cure it, and damned if they don't.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can't cure your insecurity by means of the love of anybody. Don't you see that? You get ego support from someone, and they eventually rise over you as a power. Got it? Just like the addict with the poor. Don't you think the drug lord rises over the need for security for the addict? The addict will give the power to the drug lord to make him feel like a better person when really he isn't. He's not. He only is the illusion of betterment.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all your betterment was an illusion. You thought she loved you. She didn't. She was seducing you into depending on her, and when that job is complete, she pulls off the mask and says, "I don't need you anymore."
Exactly.
That's exactly.
Exactly.
You have children?
Well, she has children. They're my stepchildren.
Oh, well, she's a two-time loser already.
So therefore, and check this out, what she says, tells them. She says, "You don't have to listen to him. He's not your father."
Oh, boy. Well, she just used you.
Yeah.
Well, she's out-used you. Don't you see? Right. You're the user.
Huh?
You're the user. She's out-used you.
Uh-huh. She has no more need for me.
And that's why she's out-used you.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Do you understand that?
Now she can take me and toss me to the garbage can.
That's right. But the point is, you had that need.
Right.
Your need is use. Your need isn't love. You weren't giving. You were surrendering to her for an illusion of worth.
Uh-huh.
Now you see that you've become worthless. Not only are you worthless, but in her eyes you are a nothing. You've nothing. Given her the power, and you is casting you aside.
Right.
Now, look, I'm not saying this to demoralize you or to degrade you. It is a fact of life. It works that way every single time.
Right.
All right?
Mm.
It was William Penn who said, "If you do not worship God, you'll be ruled by tyrants. You better go find God and find security, strength of being a man without the need of a woman."
Right.
That doesn't mean to say you can't love her. It means you don't need her.
Right.
My wife knows I love her, but she's now learned that just because I don't need her doesn't mean to say I don't love her.
Mm-hmm.
She wanted me to need her because she thought if I needed her, well, then she has a need to be needed, and then she would fulfill my need, but I would become more needy, and her need to be needed is fulfilled, so she'd even need me to need her, and I'd be a slave, and she'd be the slave driver.
Right. She had told me last night when I spoke with her about the 2 hours, you know, and I was telling her, explaining to her about the covenant. And
listen, do me a favor. Spare me the details.
Okay.
She's not going to, at this point, you can explain to her nothing. Don't waste your time.
Okay.
Put your tail beneath your legs and get out of there. There's no cure for it.
Uh-huh.
All right?
Okay.
Go live in another country somewhere. And careful, don't find another woman that's too submissive, too eager to get you.
Nah.
All right.
No way.
Thank you, Stanley.
All right. Take care, Roy.
I know. Look, how many people make that mistake? How many people identify with that? It is a common weakness. We enslave ourselves to everybody, to our musicians, to our entertainers, to our porno queens, to our drug addicts, to our drug pushers, to our alcohol, to our phony friends. We enslave ourselves for the little bit of approval, which is nothing.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
Untold thousands have acquired helpful insight into their lives through help from the Foundation of Human Understanding. Your donations and continued patronage allow us to continue our work to improve the human condition. Through our radio extension of Advice Line with Roy Masters and our website at FHU.com, we will continue to offer answers to the tough questions that life presents. Great inner peace can be discovered through the practice of meditation. Roy Masters offers his meditation exercise titled Be Still and Know on the Foundation's website, FHU.com. Now you can release the binds that tie you, learn to break those unhealthy addictions, overcome anger, rage, and insecurity. It all begins with a proper mindset. The Foundation website offers you the gateway to a more meaningful existence. Inner peace can be discovered through the practice of meditation, titled Be Still and Know at FHU.com. You can also call the Foundation Monday through Friday at 1-800-877-3227. That's 1-800-877-3227.
Are you suffering with PTSD after being in the military? You should see what people are saying about Roy Masters online.
In my experience as a commander who mobilized and returned thousands of wartime veterans, I have seen soldiers make rapid improvement through the use of Be Still and Know. Major General George R. Harris.
Google Roy Masters PTSD. You'll see what I mean.
The Be Still and Know exercise works for me. It calms my soul, enhances my thinking, and improves my emotional regulation. I'm thankful to be a more resilient chaplain. Lieutenant Colonel Philip Pringle, Southern Baptist.
Go online and Google Roy Masters now. You'll be amazed at what you find.
I must say, on the basis of 20 years' experience, that the application of this exercise has made a significant contribution to the treatment of the great majority of those who have used it. Dr. George Hader, diplomat of the American Board of Psychiatry and Neurology.
You need to see what people have to say about Roy Masters online. On your computer, tablet, or even your smartphone. Go online and search for Roy Masters PTSD Military. You'll be glad you did.
It may seem that there's nothing you can do about stress, but you can instantly have more control than you might think. Roy Masters shows you how to conquer stress by taking charge of your thoughts, emotions, anxieties, and changing the way you react to problems. Do you realize that every time you think a negative thought, your body reacts as if it were in the grip of an actual tension-filled situation? Well, there is an antidote. Download the ebook, The Secret Power of Words by Roy Masters, on Kindle and Amazon.com. William Wolfe says, this book is perhaps the single most dynamic weapon available to counter the tremendously destructive influences of the raging cultural revolution sweeping the world. Download the ebook now at Amazon.com or read the ebook Meaning and Happiness, Overcoming Stress, Fear, and Pain. Download at Amazon.com on Kindle. In fact, there are many more titles by Roy Masters available for instant download right now at Amazon.com. Just search Roy Masters on Kindle and Amazon.com to positively change your life right now. And now enjoy classic Roy Masters on Advice Line.
What's on your mind? Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Stop looking for approval and be a man, be a woman. That's the sickness reaching. What are the good books? Why don't you read your Bible that says the love of the world is an enmity with God? There it is right there. You're looking for love in all the wrong places. I have a cassette. It's called Be Still and Know. It teaches you to be still and let your conscience catch up to you. Always let your conscience be your guide. Yeah, if you did, you'd need no other lawgiver. You'd need no other love from anyone. Listen to your conscience. Your conscience feels like the enemy because the enemy has become your friend. You're rebellious. You don't want to face reality. That's why you have the wrong friends. That's why you get screwed. All right. Yes or no? Tell me I'm wrong. Show me where I'm wrong. Go ahead. I'll show you where you're wronger. I don't mean to sound like, I know I sound a little arrogant, don't I, sometimes? But I'm just confident in what I'm telling you. I'm not putting you down. I'm just showing you what the problem is. I'm showing you what the disease is. Oh, this is the cause of this disease. If you learn to be patient and endure and not be angry and see that when you're angry, you have those two extremes, you fall from grace and your loyalties are transferred to the world rather than to what you know is right in your heart, the world to come, the kingdom of heaven on earth. Then when you understand that, when you're patient, when you can find that inner strength to repent of your silly searching, for love in all the wrong places, and your selfishness, and your anger, and your blame for everything that you caused through your need for the wrong kind of love. See? And the blame is anger, and anger is guilt, and anger makes you look for more love, and it never ends. And you die, and you miss the whole purpose for your existence. Don't you get it? Now, I've just given you the Sermon on the Mount in negative. Please, support my program. I need your help. I need your help to help you. I need your help to help the prisoners behind bars and all the penitentiaries listening to me all over the country. I'm giving them the help they can't otherwise get. Those are not houses of corrections. They're houses of corruptions. They get worse in there. They don't get better. And it's not a penitentiary because they don't do any penance. They make their lives more miserable. So, and the psychologists and the wardens and the guards are the very kind of people who put them there. Cruel. They love the Lord to get over people. Come on. This is a sick world we're living in. And we've got to straighten out America. Got to straighten it out. But how can you straighten it out if you don't know what it is that's wrong? That's why I speak in the negative. So don't cuss me out. You're showing you that, listen, you've got cancer. Now, you don't know what causes your cancer. You die from it. But if you know what causes your cancer, then you isn't that nice if you know what causes it? They don't know what causes it. I know what causes HIV, for example. I know what could prevent it. Keep your pants zipped up. It's as simple as that. But you see, the intellectual world doesn't see that. And there's a motive. There's a motive for not seeing it. Michael in Naples, Florida. Hello, Michael.
Hey, Roy.
What can I do for you?
You gotta help me out.
I will do my best.
Okay, well, I have this problem, obviously.
You have these homosexual urges?
Yeah. Very bad.
You never given into them?
I have, but not with anyone. You know what I mean?
Yes.
A certain
You haven't. In other words, you haven't.
But
you haven't had. Pardon?
I've agreed with them. You know what I mean? They've come and I've said, well, I would fight for a while, and then I would tell myself it's wrong, and then I would give up.
You mean you have had relationship?
No. Well, it was not a real relationship. It was like little things, like online stuff.
Oh, I see.
It was nothing real.
In your imagination.
Well, that too.
Yeah.
But I mean, like online, you can meet people.
Yes, yes.
And talk
it was
to
very,
them.
That's very dangerous stuff. That's not healthy.
No,
now, look,
no.
Let me ask you, were you very abused by your father when you were a child?
No.
Were you abused? Were you coddled or abused by your mother?
Well, verbally, yeah.
It degraded.
She will degrade you.
Yes, your mother really degraded you, and your father didn't save you?
No.
You understand that question? Your father was passive and didn't do anything for you?
He's very weak.
He was also weak. So he let your mother verbally abuse you, right?
He didn't mean it.
No, don't excuse it.
No, I know.
Don't excuse him.
What he did was wrong.
Hi, this is David Masters, and I want to talk to you about supporting the work of my dad, Roy Masters. I think of the word gratitude, and I wonder how many of you have that sense or that feeling. The word actually means the quality of being thankful, readiness to show appreciation, and to to return kindness. When you support the Foundation of Human Understanding, you're showing your gratitude. You're showing that you've been helped, and you're showing that that has value. Not only that, but you're thinking about future generations that will need to hear this message many years into the future. Remember, your donations are tax deductible, and they go to supporting this work on the radio, in the prison ministry, and for the military. To donate online, go to www.fhu.com/donate. That's fhu.com/donate. Or through the mail to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. Gratitude. It will make all the difference in your life.
Discover an easy and simple drug-free antidote to overcome alcoholism, drugs, smoking, and other various addictions with a simple app. Discover Cure Stress. With the Cure Stress app, you can begin to walk away from addiction in just 7 minutes. And this 7-minute technique is free on the Cure Stress app. Break the endless loop of negative thoughts. Improve how you interact with people at work or at home with the Cure Stress app. You can finally heal from past traumatic events or resolve relationship difficulties. It can even help you cope with post-traumatic stress disorder or PTSD. And it only takes 7 minutes, free, with the Cure Stress app. Change your life without effort and in the comfort and privacy of your home in just 7 minutes with the Cure Stress app. Free and available now on Apple App Store and Android Google Play. Finally, cure stress with the Cure Stress app.
It's time to face the facts. If you don't conquer stress, stress will conquer you. Dr. George Hader, psychiatrist and diplomat of the American Board of Psychiatry and Neurology.
It's the only approach that I've ever seen in the whole field of psychology which allows you to become independent, which doesn't just set you up to take the next course in whatever type of psychology that you may be studying. It truly teaches you how to understand yourself and make decisions on your own and gradually grow as a person, become more confident and more effective.
Be still and know. Visit FHU.com and download the concentration exercise entitled Be Still and Know. Be Still and Know is rooted in ancient biblical principles that help you fight those unseen forces that up until now you have not understood. Visit FHU.com or call 1-800-877-3227. Be Still and Know and begin a new life free of fear, worry, and struggle.
Untold thousands have acquired helpful insight into their lives through help from the Foundation of Human Understanding. Your donations and continued patronage allow us to continue our work to improve the human condition. Through our radio extension of Advice Line with Roy Masters and our website at FHU.com, we will continue to offer answers to the tough questions that life presents. Great inner peace can be discovered through the practice of meditation. Roy Masters offers his meditation exercise titled Be Still and Know on the Foundation's website, FHU.com. Now you can release the binds that tie you, learn to break those unhealthy addictions, overcome anger, rage, and insecurity. It all begins with a proper mindset. The Foundation website offers you the gateway to a more meaningful existence. Inner peace can be discovered through the practice of meditation, titled Be Still and Know at FHU.com. You can also call the Foundation Monday through Friday at 1-800-877-3227. That's 1-800-877-3227.
This is Advice Line, and you're listening to Classic Roy.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
What you failed to do, you failed to do the right thing. That's the sin of omission, right?
Yeah.
He didn't stop your mother. He didn't get in the way and say, excuse me, but you can't talk to my son that way.
Yeah, he never did that.
I know that. So you hate him.
I do.
Yeah, you hate him a lot, don't you?
Well, there's a resentment. I love him, but I hate him. You know what I mean?
No, no, you have a love. No, that's, you know, here's the point. Now, here is the key. Now, Michael, have you listened to me for any length of time? It will save me a lot of, you know, words.
Oh, well, yeah, because at the same time, my dad listened to you for like the last 22 years.
Yeah, he told me everything. So is he a better man today than he was then?
Yes, he's trying.
He's trying. He's the better. So you can, So you like to see, you enjoy his efforts towards being better. You sense that, right?
Yeah, because he tries now, every day.
He does. Well, that's okay. Now, look, let me explain something to you. You have listened to me for a little bit at least, and have you heard me say that when you resent someone, that there's a strange affection that arises for them, a need for their love? Yeah. Have you heard that? Heard me say it before?
Yeah, I have.
And this strange need for love can also be sexual. So I had a man come to me one day, and I'll tell you a little story, shall I, Michael?
Yeah.
He came to me in his Mercedes from Los Angeles, and he may be listening right now. And he said, "I've got a terrible problem. I have sex with my wife 6-7 times a day."
With
my wife 6-7 times a day. And I'm driving her crazy, and I'm feeling terrible anxiety over it myself. I don't know what to do. I cannot stop myself. I said, "Oh, really? This is, let me explain to you something. Do you hate your father?" He says, "Why did you ask me that?" I said, "Answer the question. Do you really hate your father?" So, to cut a long story short, he really, really did. I said, "Do you have sexual feelings for your father?" He says, "We didn't want to answer that question, but, you know," he admitted that he felt a sensual feeling for his father. He couldn't explain it. What he did, he didn't want to be a homosexual, so he learned to hate women, because hate awakens a sexual feeling for the hate object. So he found that by hating women, he could forget that he hated his father and awaken a sexual feeling, which wasn't natural for him because he had one to his father. So he awakened another unnatural feeling towards his mother, towards women. And women would be submissive to that. They'd hate back and have a sexual feeling for him.
What's on your mind? Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Hi, this is David Masters. For over 50 years, my dad, Roy Masters, has been helping people who could never be cured by conventional means. As a matter of fact, so many lives have been affected that without him, the world would be a different place. But what about you? Has your life been affected? Has your life changed for the better? Have your family relationships and your work environment changed for the better? My dad has a difficult time asking people for help, so I'm happy to do it for him. Please make a contribution to the Foundation of Human Understanding at FHU.com or write to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon, 97528. Soldiers coming back from the battlefield will appreciate your donation because they will get the coping strategies provided by Roy Masters for free to keep them from committing suicide. And this radio program, every program you hear, is supported by you, the listener. Go to FHU.com and make a contribution, or write to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon, 97528.
Discover an easy and simple drug-free antidote to overcome alcoholism, drugs, smoking, and other various addictions with a simple app. Discover Cure Stress. With the Cure Stress app, you can begin to walk away from addiction in just 7 minutes. And this 7-minute technique is free on the Cure Stress app. Break the endless loop of negative thoughts. Improve how you interact with people at work or at home with the Cure Stress app. You can finally heal from past traumatic events or resolve relationship difficulties. It can even help you cope with post-traumatic stress disorder or PTSD. And it only takes 7 minutes, free, with the Cure Stress app. Change your life without effort and in the comfort and privacy of your home in just 7 minutes with the Cure Stress app. Free and available now on Apple App Store and Android Google Play. Finally, cure stress with the Cure Stress app.
Are you struggling with a sexual problem? You need to read Roy Masters' book,
Understanding Sexuality. In Roy Masters' book, he says, "The great white father of psychiatry, Sigmund Freud, came very close to basic truth, but before he had quite reached it, he veered off into the outer reaches of scientific confusion. If only he had been able to view the facts that his searching mind uncovered by the light of spiritual discernment, he might have discovered the truth about man's nature. He might have discovered, for instance, that the sex drive in man is somehow linked with and blossoms from a traumatic experience with a parent long forgotten. Of course, but nonetheless, there at the core of his being, surrounded and hidden by the concentric growth rings of subsequent traumatic experience that have binded him to the original violation of his human identity." It's Understanding Sexuality by Roy Masters. Go to FHU.com, FHU.com, or call 1-800-877-3227, or write to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon, 97528.
This is Advice Line, and you're listening to Classic Roy.
What's on your mind? Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
And so therefore, he had a hate. He had to be angry in order to have any sexual feeling for women. And this was a distraction from his homosexuality. So even if when you hear of love-hate relationships between men and women, it's very often because women are very aggravating. And for whatever reason, and men get angry, and the sexual lust that men have for women isn't always natural. It's always comes out of the feeling of having a sensual feeling for the hate object. Actually, the Iraqis have sexual feelings for Saddam Hussein they can't admit to. Actually, this is the truth. However, and I'm saying this to you, is because it is the extreme hate you have towards your failing father that awakens a sexual feeling for me. Now, your father isn't cruel in the sense of the word that he is cruel, but he's cruel because he failed you. He let your mother hurt you. And so that you have identified, you have somehow identified with your mom, you see. You've taken on the female identity with your father. Because children are born identified with their mother. Your father never rescued you. And so that you hated him so much, you hate him like a woman hates a man. And you have a sexual feeling towards men, as women have sexual feelings towards men. The battered woman has a sexual feeling towards the batterer. And that's... Now, if you can recognize, if you can really, really forgive your dad, that will go away. If you can recognize that resentment towards your father keeps that sexual feeling alive. And also the resentment towards your mother does the same thing. You got to get... Resentment is like... it is a, if you trip over the cat... I always use that example, and I never vary from it because it's very common. It's something that's innocuous. You trip over the cat and you resent the cat. But whatever illnesses you have, whatever diseases, whatever mental, emotional, sexual aberrations you have, will that resentment will keep it alive. Resentment is resentment. Whatever programming is implanted in you, it will reinforce it. You might even have a sexual feeling towards the cat. Who knows? Because it's transferable. That's where sex with animals comes in. It's transference from humans to the animals that seem to love you and purr and kiss up to you and rub your leg. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
And so, did I say too much?
No.
Is it right?
Yeah, I know what you're saying. Everything you're saying is truth.
No, you know you meditate.
And I can understand that everything you're saying makes sense, and I can apply it to myself. And
now, what you apply to yourself is this. All you have to do is be grateful to hear it. Recognize that this resentment is not your sin, but the sins of the father, failure. See, and so that it's, and so these are not your, this is not really you. This is an implanted something. And you need to recognize that it got implanted by being seduced by your father's failing and the cruelty of your mother. You've got both of these things at work. They're both cruel. Your father's cruel for failing. He doesn't rescue you. You hate him for his failing. People who let you down, let you drown, you're going to hate him because They just watch you drown. I mean, that's weak, evil. Sins of omission are just as bad as sins of commission, just as wicked. So, as a child, you didn't know how to deal with that, but you're grown up now. You're adult. You can. I couldn't tell you then, but I can tell you now. You have a consciousness, and you're willing to be saved. And your consciousness tells you, no, it's not your sin. Your sin is not understanding how you've been tricked into hating your father. When you hate the father you can see, you've separated yourself from the father you cannot see. And therefore, you've got this symptom. You've got this programming. You have a feminine nature. You feel like a woman, angry woman, towards an abusive father. That's how you feel. And you want so much to love this man, just like an abused woman wants either a weak man or an abusive man to love him, love her. This hate makes you feel like you want to love your father, but it's a sensuous love. It's an embarrassing sensuous love towards him. You can't express that to him. You can't say that to him. So you turn to other people, other men, and you want to make fathers out of them. Don't you see that?
Yeah.
Okay. But it's going to be always sensual, don't you see? You're always going to get looking for love in the wrong places.
And you'll never find it.
You'll never find it. Shut up your computer. Okay? Listen to what I say. Call me. Call me once a week. Use my cassette to help you overcome the food of that beast in you. Resentment. Daily irritations towards anything. People who look like your father. The hope of love. Even that is a disease. Watch that look, the longing. Look, what? It's a wrong longing. That's a displacement for God's love. See, even the longing for it.
See, my problem is I don't know how I'm supposed to tell him. Because.
No, you can tell him, Dad, look, this is what I've discovered about myself. I've discovered this about you, Dad. He's listening to me. He may be amenable to reason. Mm. And even if he isn't.
I know he's going to understand. It's just myself.
Now, don't worry. Be honest. Tell him. Don't look for any results. Just get it off your chest. Turn to your mother. Go to your mother and say, Mother, next time she starts to bad, you live at home?
Yeah.
I don't have to put up with this, Mother. I'm sorry. Dad, would you do me a favor and say something to your wife, my mother? Would you do that? You can do that. Say,
hi, this is David Masters, and I want to talk to you about supporting the work of my dad, Roy Masters. I think of the word gratitude, and I wonder how many of you have that sense or that feeling. The word actually means the quality of being thankful, readiness to show appreciation, and to return kindness. When you support the Foundation of Human Understanding, you're showing your gratitude. You're showing that you've been helped, and you're showing that that has value. Not only that, but you're thinking about future generations that will need to hear this message many years into the future. Remember, your donations are tax deductible, and they go to supporting this work on the radio, in the prison ministry, and for the military. To donate online, go to www.fhu.com/donate. That's fhu.com/donate. Or through the mail to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. Gratitude. It will make all the difference in your life.
Discover an easy and simple drug-free antidote to overcome alcoholism, drugs, smoking, and other various addictions with a simple app. Discover Cure Stress. With the Cure Stress app, you can begin to walk away from addiction in just 7 minutes. And this 7-minute technique is free on the Cure Stress app. Break the endless loop of negative thoughts. Improve how you interact with people at work or at home with the Cure Stress app. You can finally heal from past traumatic events or resolve relationship difficulties. It can even help you cope with post-traumatic stress disorder or PTSD. And it only takes 7 minutes free with the Cure Stress app. Change your life without effort and in the comfort and privacy of your home in just 7 minutes with the Cure Stress app. Free and available now on Apple App Store in Android Google Play. Finally, cure stress with the Cure Stress app.
Are you suffering with PTSD after being in the military? You should see what people are saying about Roy Masters online.
In my experience as a commander who mobilized and returned thousands of wartime veterans, I have seen soldiers make rapid improvement through the use of Be Still and Know. Major General George R. Harris.
Google Roy Masters PTSD. You'll see what I mean.
The Be Still and Know exercise works for me. It calms my soul, enhances my thinking, and improves my emotional regulation. I'm thankful to be a more resilient chaplain. Lieutenant Colonel Philip Pringle, Southern Baptist.
Go online and Google Roy Masters now. You'll be amazed at what you find.
I must say, on the basis of 20 years' experience, that the application of this exercise has made a significant contribution to the treatment of the great majority of those who have used it. Dr. George Hader, diplomat of the American Board of Psychiatry and Neurology.
You need to see what people have to say about Roy Masters online. On your computer, tablet, or even your smartphone, go online and search for Roy Masters PTSD Military. You'll be glad you did.
You're listening to Classic Roy Masters on Advice Line.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Just do that. Hey, would you stand up for me, please? Be a man. If you won't do it, I will do it.
He's been getting better, though. Like, he's been doing. He's been standing up for me more.
Wonderful. But stand up yourself. Excuse me, Mother. You can't talk to me this way. Look her straight in the eye.
I do.
Look her straight in the eye. Back her down. Back her down without being angry. There's going to be two men in that house.
Yeah.
You have your rights, too. Don't forget. You have your rights. Exercise them. Or suffer. Got it?
Yeah.
All right. Even if she throws you out. Well, she won't throw you out. Yeah, she can't throw you out. She isn't strong enough. Annette, are you there? Can I help you just in 3 minutes?
Yes, I want to know why my husband, he was abusive for a while, and then it stopped, and then he got abusive the other day, and tonight he preaches his first sermon.
He preaches, is he a minister?
He's just been made minister, and now he's going to preach for the first time, and I want to understand why.
He's on medication?
Yes.
He has no business preaching any sermons on psychotic medication. Because if he does a good job, the sheep will have an evil shepherd. I think you need to talk to your pastor or something, or bishop or whoever, and say this man has no business preaching to anyone. He doesn't even run his own home life properly for his own sake. You can't give him pulpit, bully pulpit power. You can't do that. He'll get worse because he'll suck up the approval. If he does a good job, he'll suck up the approval. If he doesn't, he'll become angry because no one appreciates him. And I don't know what to tell you.
Why do he want to hurt? I mean, he had a rough childhood. His mother.
I understand that. He's trying to be nice. He's covering up his anger with a veneer of religiosity. He wants to be loved.
His mother kicked him out at 12. And
I understand all that. I understand. But it's not your problem, Annette. So how about giving me that call tomorrow? That one, that's a question that needs to be answered in depth.
I write because I'm angry and I want to hurt him back.
Yeah, that's, you got to overcome that. That's only going to make that's a very bad mix. May I suggest you get my cassette and conquer that? Because some big troubles are coming.
And right. What is that cassette?
You're going to feed it. You're going to feed it. You are going to feed it. You're going to become his mother.
That's what I feel like.
But he's setting you up to become one. He's setting you up because it's the only way he knows how to function. Got to go now. I'll talk to you tomorrow, Annette. Call tomorrow. Sarah in Newfield, I only have about 4 minutes with you, Sarah. And if I'm not going to satisfy your question, you can call tomorrow and finish it off. Go ahead, Sarah.
You know, I know I don't have much time, and I'll probably end up calling tomorrow.
Yes.
But I wanted to try to deal with whatever's ailing me.
Yes.
I was molested as a child very early. I can remember it being as far back as like 2 years old.
Oh, my God, that's awful.
And I never really dealt with it.
It's a wonder that you are... You know, sane. One day you're rational. You are rational. I can hear it.
Barely.
No, I can hear it. Yeah. I can hear you're rational all the way through, but you're troubled.
I'm very troubled.
You feel guilty and unworthy and dirty or whatever.
All of that.
Yes.
And
you're trying to work it out by being the nicest person you could possibly be.
And the people pleaser and all.
And then you get abused, and then you resent the abuser, and you feel guilty for resenting, and it starts all over again.
Yeah,
and so you never feel worthy because you're going about it being worthy in the wrong way, don't you see?
Yeah.
Look, a 2-year-old child, I mean, you see, is not guilty of anything.
Right.
And so the trouble is, but the abuse is a damnable trick because it induces hatred in a parent that a child naturally needs to trust.
Sure.
And so that hatred was implanted in you when you at a time in your life before you were fully conscious, as you are now, to deal with it.
Yeah.
And it got you. It couldn't help but get to you.
Yeah.
You're not responsible for that. However, guilt makes you think you are.
Okay.
And guilt is lying to you when it says, yeah, guilty you are because you hate. Okay, fair enough. That you got tricked into hating. You wouldn't have either way. You're not the kind of person that would hate. You feel guilty about hating, but you don't know how to stop hating. But the reason why you can't stop is because you think that you are guilty, and you are being a responsible person. You take responsibility for that guilt to cure it. But you think you're the one that's wrong. It tricks you into thinking you're the one that's wrong. You're only wrong for being tricked into hating. A damnable trick has been played upon you. Don't you understand that?
Yes, sir.
So your innocence was destroyed. And so the only guilt you have is to think that you're the one that's guilty, that you're the one that has to make up to the wrongdoers. And when you make up to people, they become wrongdoers. You actually are tricked now into making up to people who then take advantage or abuse you. When they abuse you... The same thing happens. The resentment is there again, reinforcing what they planted in childhood. And it goes on. No, you need to realize, I'm not really guilty of this. I'm only guilty of being resentful. And I don't need to people please. I'll bear the pain of that guilt. That guilt is not really mine. Only just resenting everybody and trying... Only what you've added to it. Looking for love in all the wrong places. Don't people please anymore. Perish the thought. Can that hold you over till tomorrow?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, perish that thought for you too.
Hi, this is David Masters, and I want to talk to you about supporting the work of my dad, Roy Masters. I think of the word gratitude, and I wonder how many of you have that sense or that feeling. The word actually means the quality of being thankful, readiness to show appreciation, and to return kindness. When you support the Foundation of Human Understanding, you're showing your gratitude. You're showing that you've been helped, and you're showing that that has value. Not only that, but you're thinking about future generations that will need to hear this message many years into the future. Remember, your donations are tax deductible, and they go to supporting this work on the radio, in the prison ministry, and for the military. To donate online, go to www.fhu.com/donate. That's fhu.com/donate. Or through the mail to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. Gratitude. It will make all the difference in your life.